everybody. Welcome to Evening Coffee with Steve Crowley. I am Steve Crowley. How's everybody doing tonight? Last week, we tried a very wonderful coffee, Javalia. Can't recommend that enough. This week, I have got something a little bit more closer to home. Javalia, you know, you see in all the commercials, and they hint at it being a European, you know, upper class kind of thing. But this week, the coffee we're trying comes from right around in this area, actually from South Carolina. It's from a place called Iron Brew Coffee. They are out of Blythewood, South Carolina, close to Columbia. So this is a small local brewery that makes coffee. I've never heard of it until last night. So we're going to try this on this week's show. Just a couple of tidbits just to let you know about the company. Like I said, they're based in Blythewood, South Carolina. They're a gourmet coffee roaster located in the heart of the Carolinas. It's a single origin coffee. It's 100% Arabica beans from Cerrado, which is a region of Brazil. And this really surprised me when I was told this. It was voted in the top 7 boutique roasters in the U.S., by Food & Wine magazine. It's family-owned and operated. And for people who really care, it's low in acidity. But anyway, this is what I'm going to try tonight. As always, I have a guest. This week's guest is Ben Quick. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you.
He is going to try out some of this Iron Brew coffee with us. The flavor we're trying tonight is going to be hazelnut cream. And as always, my faithful servant, Thomas. Thomas, could you please bring me my cup of hazelnut cream?
I'm here to try coffee.
Yes.
I don't really like coffee.
You failed to mention that when we first started the show, but I think in this case, it's kind of perfect because we can get
An honest opinion.
Yeah, an untainted opinion.
Okay. All right.
You can try this, and especially if you're not a coffee lover and you end up liking this coffee, then I'm sure this company will really want to hear about that.
I don't really drink coffee.
Well, we're going to just try it tonight if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll give it a
shot. We'll see how it goes, okay?
But I don't like coffee.
Well, you know, just wait and see, okay?
All right.
I'm going to stir it.
All right. Should I try it now?
Yes, please do. Go ahead, Ben. Right. Yeah, Ben, just drink some. Thank you.
Okay.
It's a light roast.
Yeah, it's pretty light.
I like light roast. I favor light roast over medium and dark, so I specifically asked for a light roast. I think it's very good. It's very smooth. Very mellow.
Smooth, yeah. Mellow.
Very mellow. It's not overpowering.
Not overpowering at all.
It's just the right hint just of hazelnut.
Hint of hazelnut, yeah.
And instead of just parroting me, Ben, how did you really like it?
I thought it was a smooth hint of hazelnut. I don't really like coffee, though.
Well, okay. All right. We can value your opinion. You don't like coffee. There's some people out there in the world who just aren't right.
Do you have any soda?
And they don't like coffee, so, you know, we can accept that.
What about a hot tea?
This is Evening Coffee, Ben, with Steve Crowley, not hot tea.
With Ben.
Or soda with Steve Crowley. Evening Coffee. Okay?
Mm-hmm. But I'm not a coffee drinker.
Well,
why do you have me here? Why did you even invite me on this show?
You know, sometimes people try new things in life and
they just
don't get it. And that's okay.
Yeah.
We don't all get it.
Let me try this again. Yeah, this is definitely not soda or tea.
No, it's not.
What's this nut flavor?
That would be the hazelnut.
Why is that in there?
Hence the name hazelnut cream.
I don't taste any cream.
Well,
like sour cream, or
if any of you guys out there listening to this show, if you're ever in the Columbia area, Anywhere in the Midlands, and even you guys out in the PD, if you ever hit Columbia, or you could probably go on the internet, they have a website as well.
Do they sell like chips and stuff too?
No, Ben. It's
what about salsa?
It's
I'm coffee. A big fan of chips and salsa. Do you have that here?
No, it's not Iron Brew chips and salsa. It's Iron Brew coffee.
That sucks.
Maybe next week you can be on a chips and salsa podcast.
Do you know of one?
No, I don't.
Well, then how would you?
Why don't you start one?
Ooh, chips and salsa with Ben.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Everyone listen, chips and salsa with Ben.
Be better anyway, than coffee or whatever.
The website address, www.ironbrewcoffee.com. And I'd highly recommend it. So far, I am definitely not disappointed.
I guess I'm not either. I've never had it before, so...
And even sometimes people who don't like coffee can tolerate it, I guess.
Yeah.
They've got some great flavors. Just a couple examples. Butter rum, caramel nut, vanilla bean, southern pecan. And, of course, what we tried tonight that I really like and Ben not so much.
I didn't like it. I just don't like coffee.
Was the hazelnut cream.
I mean, for what it is, it's good. But
as always.
I don't like coffee. They got any mint coffee?
Actually, will that satisfy you? Because they do.
No, I probably wouldn't like that either.
Well.
What about a mint tea? Do they sell tea?
Mint lovers out there, they have hint of mint and also peppermint patty.
Oh.
So, as always.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's been great.
Do you want to be on my salsa show next week?
Haven't regretted this at all. Yes, Ben, I'll be on your salsa.
Chips and salsa.
Yeah, I'll be on your podcast next week. Okay. Anyway, thanks again to my guest, Ben Quick.
Hey, you're welcome.
Just shut up.
Next time, have tea.
Okay. Anyway.
You've got a good show here.
Well... This has been Evening Coffee with Steve Crowley, and as always, happy brewing!